Icy roads with people huddled together suggest the arrival of winter. Across many parts of the world, freezing temperatures have been recorded. While it is also a festive season, winter is a dreadful time for refugees and asylum seekers. In Ukraine, the displaced people in the east face grim conditions as they wait for hours in the cold to enter the non-government-controlled areas to see relatives or check damaged houses they've had to abandon. At one crossing point, a local resident explains the plight of the people.
Look at these people. They are disabled. They are old, standing in line. I saw people yesterday walking with crutches. Just come and see in winter. Nothing will change. Crowds will line up, waiting until they cross.
Pablo Matu, UNHCR's representative in Ukraine, explains that the deteriorating economic situation in Ukraine is also a challenge for the displaced people in winter.
Many of them who came with savings have seen those savings depleted. Also, utility charges have increased in Ukraine. During the winter, heating charges increased. Many of the internally displaced are also being evicted from houses or apartments that they rent simply because they can no longer afford to pay rent. We thought that this winter the humanitarian needs will actually decrease, but what we're seeing is actually the contrary.
Are many of them staying in government-controlled areas or in the non-government-controlled areas? Would that make a difference to their economic situation?
I think the situation in the non-government-controlled areas is a little bit more difficult, not just for the internally displaced, but also for other conflict-affected persons, because the cost of living is much higher. The cost of food items sometimes is twice or three times as much. The same thing for medicine. The only thing that is cheaper in the non-government controlled area is the price of utilities. And this is why some of the internally displaced are actually going back to non-government controlled areas. Not necessarily because they want to go back, but actually because, you know, they can no longer afford to live in government controlled.
Has the number of displaced people increased since the conflict began?
According to official government statistics, the numbers increase, not by significant percentages, but there's usually every month a slight increase. But what we are actually seeing on the ground is we see people returning, not in large numbers, but in trickles. I think people are returning because they realize that the conflict is still ongoing. You know, there's shelling every day along the contact line. There's quite a lot of ceasefire violations. So the conflict is still ongoing.
Lastly, what can the UN and other world organizations do differently to help these people?
I think one of the challenges that we are facing now, but the UN system together with other partners, is transitioning from a purely humanitarian situation to one which combines humanitarian action to address outstanding needs, but also moving towards recovery and development. Here in Ukraine, I think the UN system is making a lot of efforts to make sure that we are able to work on both sides, on the humanitarian side and also on the recovery and development side.